It is essential to continue to monitor students' use and success with assistive technology, just as you would monitor their success and progress towards IEP goals. Well-integrated assistive technology is written into the IEP where the assistive tech often supports one of their goals, whether it be a reading goal, a writing goal, a communication goal. The assistive technology is often an integral part of that goal. So you continue to monitor assistive technology throughout the year as you monitor their other goals. We also want to reduce assistive tech abandonment. One of the main ways we can reduce abandonment is to make sure individuals are well trained, but we can also reduce abandonment by monitoring how successful the AT is. Sometimes AT is abandoned because the AT isn't successful. So we as educators need to monitor the success of the AT to determine if it actually is helping the student. It may not be. Just because we like it doesn't mean they like it. You're monitoring the AT use as often and as frequent as you monitor the goal. Maybe once a week, a couple times a quarter, depending what your frequency of data collection is for your goal. It's really integral in what the student's doing every day. AT should not be its own separate category. AT should not be set aside as, okay, this is AT time where everything else is accomplished separately. It needs to be integrated into what the student does all day, every day. So you really monitor it throughout the year. You monitor it as you monitor IEP goals, and you determine its effectiveness throughout the year. So if the AT is helping the student access the curriculum, and if they are becoming more successful students because of the AT, you continue to use it and you continue to monitor it throughout the year. There's times when a student has successful AT, and over the years that AT starts to become less successful. Why does this happen? Sometimes AT becomes less successful because individuals around the student aren't well trained. It's not supported. The student isn't provided continual support to help make that assistive technology successful. That's one reason. Another reason can actually be that the student's own natural abilities have increased. If your student's natural abilities increase and your student grows and learns and improves through the use of AT, you've accomplished what you wanted. Initially, when a student is, for example, a poor speller or a poor reader, we can provide them audiobooks or we provide them a text-to-speech program. But as they continue to receive interventions and supports and actually grow their reading skills, we can often see students rely less on the audiobooks. Or if someone is a poor speller, as they receive interventions and they start to learn the process of spelling, they learn the rules, they become a better speller. If you have a student who needed a word prediction program, but as they go through the years and develop their innate abilities and develop their skills, you might be able to reduce the amount of support from a word prediction program just to the spell check that's built into a word processor. And I'm going to say, consider it a win. If you can reduce the amount of AT needed and your student is still successful, you're doing a great job.